So it's Andy Comfort's Drive Time in Rotterdam, right alongside the water. Beautiful setting. You can see, by the way, some pictures on our BBC Radio Humberside Facebook page and also on Twitter at Radio Humberside. Right by the Cube Houses. If you've been to Rotterdam, you may know about the Cube Houses. And right by the old harbour here. And with me, two guests, Peter Anker, who is a lecturer at Rotterdam Business School, and one of his students, Furkan Çeca. And we've been talking about what you do here and your thoughts with the referendum coming up in June. Peter, I just want to ask you about Dutch people and the opinion polls, because I looked at some opinion polls and I was surprised, because actually they seem split on whether they want to stay in Europe or not.
It's more the possible referendum that will come about the Ukraine. Will the Ukraine become, no, in the far future, a possible member? There will come a referendum, and now for the first time we have a good discussion here in this country, because, you know, the Dutch, we always try to find consensus. So we talk, then we talk even more, then we keep on talking, and finally we hopefully we all agree, and then we come and we go a certain direction. But then we are united, and we go for it. Right now, there's not ever been a real discussion about the European Union. So this is the first time. I like it. I think it's good that the arguments come up to the table. This will be discussed, and now I'm quite certain that we'll be keeping the EU. We're very positive about the EU in general.
But do you think the opinions change? Because I think if you went back a few years, I mean, I've been coming over to the Netherlands for many years now. I think you go back 10 years, yeah. The thought that the Netherlands would not be in the European Union was unthinkable. No, they were at the core, at the heart of it.
We have quite some turmoil in our politics. New political party came up, a very right-wing party, and yeah, they had changed the whole picture quite a bit. They are against the EU. They are against whatever you think they are against. And, well, the Christian Democrats, together with the Socialists and the Liberals, always played a very neutral role in this case. And now, yeah, we have more polarization, so it's more fighting in politics all of a sudden. And I fully agree. All of a sudden, we have those powerful parties on the left and right side of our political spectrum that are very much against the EU. Yeah, unfortunately, I would say.
Furkan, just in terms of younger people, yourself and your friends, what do they think? Because looking at the opinion polls, it seems that the over 50s may be a bit more interested in leaving the European Union, but the younger people very much want to stay in Holland. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. I think leaving the European Union would mean that traveling will become more difficult, and young people, at least my friends, we like to travel, and I think it would be easier if we would stay in this collaborative union where we could cross borders without asking for any permission. And I think the discussion of leaving the European Union, which is currently coming up, is caused by the fact that people are becoming afraid due to the recent crisis with regard to immigration and with regards to Greece. But I think they are just overreacting, and they are not considering the consequences which they will face if Netherlands or the UK are leaving the European Union.
Yeah. But I mean, if we didn't have the European Union as it is now, we'd still be able to travel, wouldn't we? Because we travelled before the EU. I mean, I talked about the Benelux countries before when it was the EEC. We still travelled. We might have to have our passport on us, but we still travelled.
That's right. I completely agree with you. But I can also tell that I'm originally from Turkey. And it was not always the fact that we could travel everywhere, and it's still not the fact that we can travel everywhere easily. With a Turkish passport, you have to ask for a visa, then certain costs, you're facing certain costs, and if you're a poor student, I think you can't afford to get a visa for all the countries you want to go through. So it's way more easier also from financial perspective, for the students especially, to travel without having any costs and without having any issues. If you want to have a short-term trip to London, for instance, as a student who studies finance and accounting, it's pretty comfortable if you don't have to pay for a visa or if you don't have to apply for a visa. So, yeah, I would... Yeah.
Okay, Peter, do you think depending what happens in June in Britain with the referendum, do you think other countries might look at referendums? I mean, we use the term Brexit. There's the term Frexit, isn't there? French may be thinking of this. Is there an exit? Is there a Netherlands exit as well? But what will happen, do you think?
No, that's unthinkable. I can't. We are completely depending on the European Union. We are in the European Union. We're so close to the heart of this same EU with Brussels, so nearby. No, this is far beyond my imagination. Well, having said that, we are standing here in this beautiful harbour with beautiful vessels that sailed long time ago all over the world to the east and to the west and brought us lots of prosperity. One thing for sure, on this vessel, they needed to be united and, of course, no rebellion or whatsoever. What we have now in the EU, I'm afraid, is that we can't move forward with Britain being a tiny bit, sorry to say, acting as a rebel. And within the European Union, we're facing so many problems, and we have to move forward together. A Brexit might give us more stability, because the EU, I am sorry to say, but in many cases they find for each solution a new problem, and we have to solve problems instead of finding new solutions. We have to make a huge step forward. So I'm to be honest more afraid what will happen if there will be no Brexit. Presumably the pressure on Mr. Cameron will be even bigger to destabilize the European Union within the whole organization. That's what I'm really afraid of. If that will happen, now, for example, the decision-making process will change. If they are able to change it, I'm afraid that we get a standstill within Europe. Having said that, then in this case, it will be for the stability of Britain, EU, maybe better if Britain will leave, because, like on the ships here, it's better to have a good united crew than mutiny on board.
Mutiny on board. And will we still, if we leave, are we still allowed to come off the ferries and visit you?
you're most welcome. No, good, I live very close to the ferry. You're most welcome.
Okay. Furkan, in terms then of young people, do they know what's happening in Britain? If you said to them, 23rd of June, Britain, would they know what that was, or are they just not bothered?
I think they are bothered. It depends, of course. I can't generalize that, but I think that has an impact on all of us. So I think the young people are bothered, and I think they want the people who know that they want the UK to be part of the union.
Okay, well, thank you both. It's been fascinating talking to you both, Peter and Furkan. Thank you for that. As always with guests in the comfy chair, we ask for Peter music, Furkan, and we're going to hear yours in the request hour. But we're going to hear Peter's now, shortly. So you've chosen a very appropriate song, I have to say. What have you chosen?
I've chosen With or Without You, You Too. I think that is the song. I do hope that we, Britain, the Netherlands, can work together. Cope together forever, and we work together so well, so please stay with you instead of without.
But from a balance point of view, it's good for us for with or without you, just to balance the arguments. But thank you so much for choosing a lovely song. Thank you both for your time.
Pleasure.